Today's Shir is Masechta Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, five lines from the bottom. In our Mishnah, as we began the Perek yesterday, we had learned that a husband is allowed to be Mevatel Get, to nullify the get that he wanted to give to his wife. And technically, as we learned in the Mishnah, the husband doesn't have to be Mevatel the get in front of his wife. He could be mevatel the get in front of the shliach, or go to the Bezdin and tell Bezdin that I want to be mevatel the get. But as we learned in the Mishnah, and we will discuss in our shir today, that ultimately Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel that. And Rabbi Gamliel says you could only nullify the get in front of the wife or in front of the shliach. Begins the Gemara Itmar. When bittul was done in front of a bezdin, in front of how many people, how many members must that bezdin have? And of course, the question immediately comes up: if we just learned that bittul is not effective in front of a bezdin and has to be done in front of the wife, so the question is: why is this a relevant question in front of how many members of a bezdin? So the simple answer is, as we're going to learn in Amach and Gemara, the halacha is that according to Rebbe, the halacha is that if somebody was mevatel a get in front of a bezdin, it's b'dieved acceptable. So now we need to know when is that, how many members must that bezdin have? Itmar b'fnei kamu mevatloi, Rav Nachman b'fnei shnayim, and in front of a bezdin of two dayonim. Rav Sheshe says in front of a bezdin of three members. And the Gemara explains the opinions. Rav Sheshe says it's done in front of a bezdin of three members because bezdin ketani. It says that you need a bezdin, and a bezdin always is three members. Rav Nachman b'fnei shnayim betray when you have two members, it's also going to be considered. It's also going to be considered a valid bezdin. Nami bezdin correlates, considered a valid bezdin. Everybody will agree that in front of one dayan alone, it would not be considered a valid bittul. And the Rishonim debate as to why. Tosfos explains, because as we're learning, and that was, as we're going to learn, part of Rav Gamliel's concern, that if the bittul is not done in front of the wife or in front of a bezdin, in front of the shliach, and she won't be aware of it, she may get remarried, and she's still really an eishes ish, and the children would be mamzerim. So we could have a question, explains Tosfos, if you could have the proper publicity in front of one person or in front of two people or in front of three people. But everybody will agree that in front of one person, you won't be able to have, it won't have the proper publicity, and there's going to be a real concern. And that's why everybody agrees that one is inadequate. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is that we know throughout Shas, the halacha is that kol davar she'be'erva, ein davar she'be'erva pachas m'shnayim, anything that involves a davar she'be'erva has to have at least two members, and that's why one member is not satisfied. Another pshat that the Ramban says that we learned in our previous year the concept of le'osa dibro b'mvatel ma'isa, one act being stronger than another act. Says the Ramban that when somebody appoints a shliach, he certainly needs to have two people there when he appoints the shliach. So explains the Ramban that the Gemara is assuming that if you need to have two people when you appoint the shliach, you certainly need to have two people when you want to nullify hashlichus. What's the nafgamina between these pshatim? Another nafgamina. According to Ramban, since the Ramban says that whenever you appoint a shliach, you need to have two people, that's why when you want to nullify that shlichus, you always need two people. It wouldn't make a difference if it's a davar she'be'erva or a davar she'be'mamon. you would always need two people to mevatel the shlichus. However, according to Tosfos, this is a unique halacha by a wife when mamzeris or dovah shebarva. In other cases, it could be that Tosfos would agree that you can mevatel the shlichus just in front of one person. Another question is, these two people that we're learning, the Rav Nachman saying, are satisfactory. It's enough to have two people. Is it going to be, do they have to be kosher edim or not? If the point is just to publicize it, so as long as it's done in front of two people, you have the necessary publicity. If it's because of a dovish, or it's because if you have to be, if you're appointing him in front of two people, you have to unappoint him in front of two people, there too, it would be any two people. But if it's a din and dovish be'erva, then you would have to have two people who are kosher to be edim. So according to Rav Sheshes, when bittul was done, the halacha is you have to have a bezdin. And there are two ways of understanding Rav Sheshes' opinion. One is that you need to have a proper bezdin, or Rav Sheshes' opinion is that you don't have the proper kol, you don't have the proper publicity unless it was done in front of three people. Rav Nachman said two people, says Tosfos, it's not that Rav Nachman holds that a bezdin of two people is adequate. Of course, Rav Nachman says, Tosfos agrees, that throughout halacha, the halacha is you need to have at least three dayanim. What Rav Nachman means to say here, explains Tosfos, that since, as we're going to learn in a moment, there is a precedent in halacha where two dayanim are enough by a prosbul, so if they get as well, they were satisfied with two dayanim. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Beis Oitzer, explains this machloikus in the following way. We know that the halacha, the fundamental halacha of a bezdin, is we go achi rabim lahatis. We have to follow the majority. So when we speak about following the majority, explains Rabbi Yosef Engel, what does that mean? It means that the bezdin has to have three members, and we have to follow the opinion of two out of the three. What does that mean? Says Rav Yosef Engel, is the machlokes of Nachman Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman's opinion is that when the halacha says we follow the opinion of two, what the halacha is essentially telling us is that you really only need the opinion of two people. Since you only need the opinion of two people, that's why the bezdin of two people is enough. Whereas, according to Rav Sheshes, it's not that a bezdin is the opinion of two people. A bezdin is three people. A bezdin is three people, but even though a bezdin is three people, you don't need to have unanimous opinion. And he says even deeper. He says, when you have a bezdin of three people and the majority rules, it's not that we had two people say something and two people is enough. Rather, the definition of majority rules is that all three now hold this way. And if that's the case, so we see that a bezdin has to have three people. If a bezdin has to have three people, that's why Rav Sheshes says that's the minimum number here as well. Amar Rav Nachman. So says Rav Nachman, no amin Allah. What is the precedent that two is enough? The Tanan. The halach is that we know when Shemitah comes, so Shemitah cancels all loans. So Hillel was concerned that people are not going to lend money because they know that the Shemitah year is coming and it's going to cancel all the loans. So Hillel instituted a prosbul. And the prosbul says, Misrani lefnechem, that you give over to the Bezdin, plenty at the Yonim, Shemakim plenty, the Tayonim from this location. So, Kozman Shiesh, Kochav Shiesh leegveni, Koman Shiretza. So we see that it says, plenty. The halach is, so we see from here that two people are enough. So Rashi explains that the reason a prosbul works is because he's giving over the loan to Bezdin. And by giving over the loan to Bezdin, the halacha that all loans are canceled in the Shemitah year are only loans between individuals. A loan that Bezdin is involved with does not become canceled by the Shemitah year. Another pshat is Tosfos pshat. Taisa says that it's not because I'm necessarily giving over the loan to Beis Din, is it not affected by Shemitah. But rather, Taisus explains that the way to understand this Gemara is that that Hillel made a special rule with, I presume, with the concept of Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker, that a Beis Din has a right, that Hillel had a right that through through Prosbul, Shemitah doesn't take effect on my loans. So you see from here that two Dayanim are enough. Plenty of Dayanim. So isn't that clearly a proof that two are adequate? How will Rav Sheshis defend himself? Says the Mar Rav Sheshis says, Ototaniki Rochel Lechshev Elezel. Of course we need to have three Dayanim. The Brisa did not see it necessary to have to mention how many you have to have. It says one, it says two, but obviously just as all situations, the halacha is that three dayanim is what's necessary because a bezin always needs three dayanim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman brings another raya that two dayanim are enough. Menamila the Tanan, we learned about this Prosbul. Had the dayanim chayis from Lamata, either dayanim signed on the bottom of the Prosbul or Edom signed on the bottom Prosbul. So either one could be the signatories to the Prosbul. Says the Gemara, my lav, dayonim dum yud eidim. When we speak about dayonim, when we speak about eidim, the halacha is similar. Ma eidim shnaim. So we know whenever we speak about eidim, we always speak about two eidim. Rash af dayonim. So when we speak about dayonim, the halacha is that that two would be satisfactory. The Shesh is midi area. The Shesh says, I'm not agreeing with you. Why don't I agree with you? Because Hakadisa Vakadikisa. Indeed, when we have the Edom sign, so Edom, always two Edom are enough. But here it's not, they're not being signed as Edom, they're being signed as Dayanim. If they're being signed as Dayanim, then you'll need three. Ask the Gemara, that Mishnah that Rav Nachman just quoted. Ask the Gemara, Lami Lamisni Dayanim, Lami Lamisni Edom. Why was it necessary to mention Dayanim and Edom? Answers the Gemara. What we're learning from here is as follows. Hakamashman, loy kashna. Halachically, it doesn't make a difference. Kosa b'loshin dayonim. If the body of the Prosbul is written that we, the Beis Din, that this individual came to us as a Beis Din, and the people who signed on it, chasmiya edim, signed as edim, or if loyshna kosa b'loshin edim, if the Prosbul was written that I'm bringing this debt to you, Edom, and the signature was signed as Dayanim. In both cases, it would be considered a valid Prosbul. The Torah paskins that a Prosbul should have three people attached to it, but the Beis Yosef asks, don't we know that in all questions of Dine Mominus, we paskin like Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman and Al Gemara said that two are adequate, says the Torah, says the Beis Yosef in defending the Torah, that the Torah's opinion is that Shemitah is not to be considered like a Dini Mominus. Shemitah is to be considered like Dine Asura, that you need to have three. But the Rambam actually paskins that having two people sign on a Prosbul would be satisfactory. So as we quoted at the beginning of our shir, Rav Gamliel taught us in the Mishnah that if a husband wants to be a mevatel a get, he may do so only in front of the shliach or in front of the wife. Mipnei tikkun olam. Ask the Gemara, what does that meant? What is meant by mipnei tikkun olam? Says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Amar, mipnei tikkunas mamzerim. We're concerned that if the wife doesn't know about the get, about the bittel haget, or the shliach doesn't know about the bittel get, then she'll get divorced. And she thinks she's not an Eishes Ish, and she'll get remarried, and then it turns out that she was still an Eishes Ish. The Shlokish Amar, the concern is of Nei, the Konas Agunas. That the concern is that if a husband could always be Mevatel Aget, not in the presence of the wife, then he'll do so just to bother the wife. In other words, the Pasha Pshat here is that the husband wants to make problems for the wife. So if he had, but not at the at expense of his discomfort. So he's going to have to look for the shliach, or he's going to have to search for the wife. He's not going to go be mevatel the get. But if it's so easy to be mevatel the get, just wherever you are, that's a concern that we have to be worried about, and that's why Reish Lakish says Rav Gamliel made that reason. Another pshat that I saw is that the concern is that every wife will never want to get remarried based on a get, because she's always going to be concerned, maybe my husband was mevatel the get, and nobody's going, and I'll never know. And that's why the woman will end up never getting remarried, and she'll end up being a guna. So explains the Gemara. Rav Yechonon ben Nei Takanas Mamzerim, Sovel Kler of Nachman, he agrees with Rav Nachman that to do bitl aget is enough, Dama b'fnei Shnayim, that two people, it's enough to make the bitl get in front of them. And says the Gemara, he's concerned, and Rav Gamliel was concerned, they trey les lekola. If you do something just in front of two people, it doesn't have the adequate publicity. Therefore, he l'shama, she does v'layada, she won't be aware of the husband's bitl aget, v'azal aminsba, and she'll go get remarried based on that get that she doesn't know that the husband was mevatel. And because she still was a eshes ish, the halacha is that the children, v'ikam mamzerim, the children will be concerned, there's a concern of mamzerim. Reish Lakish amar, Reish Lakish, however, suggests the Gemara, says that the reason for Gamliel's rule was takonis agunus, sovla krav sheshet amav fnei shloisha, that it has to be, that the bitl aget has to be done in front of three dayonim. And therefore, since it's done by tlosa islakola, it has the proper publicity. And therefore, sham v'yolda v'lay mitzvah, but the concern here is, so the concern that she's going to not know doesn't exist. But the concern that takaras agunus does exist. So the Sefer Gerush Yerachim asks, yes, that three people, when it's done in front of three people, it has publicity. But it takes time for that publicity to happen. And therefore his question is that maybe she'll get married before she gets wind of her husband having been mevatel the get. So he answers that we often find throughout Shas the concept of Isha Daika Mintzba. Women don't just quickly go to get remarried. And since women do not go quickly to get remarried, there's no concern that she's just going to get the get and get remarried without checking if the husband wasn't mevatel the get. So the Takanas Aguna is still his, because as Rashi explained, Chazal specifically made it difficult for the husband to be mevatel get. Why did Chazal make it difficult for a husband to be mevatel get? So like that, he won't do anything to hurt her and let the get go through. Another pshat that the Rashba explains, that the wife will not want to get married. The wife will not get married because she's always concerned about that there was a bittel, and therefore we don't want to leave the wife in this type of a limbo. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. So begins the Braisa, what will be the halacha if the husband was mevatel the get in front of a bezdin? Bitla mevatel divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it shouldn't have been done. Of course, Rebbe Gamliel says it shouldn't be done, but if it was done, it would be acceptable. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, any yochaloi levatloi, a husband cannot be mevatel the get unless he does it in front of the wife or in front of the shliach, v'loy l'hoysel al-tanoyi, and not to change the stipulations. And he adds here an important consideration, because if not for that, if not, what will be the ability of Bezdin? If Rav Gamliel made a rule, the rule has to have teeth to it. What does it mean it has to have teeth? It means that the bittel that's done not the way Chazal wanted the bittel be done should be meaningless. But ask the Gemara on what Rav Shimon Gamaliel just taught us. Ask the Gemara, Mika midah d'midraisa batel gita. Is it possible to say that midraisa the bittel is a bittel? And now we're going to introduce a new concept. Is that something that is halachically acceptable? The Gemara finds it difficult to accept that a get that is really not a valid get should be considered the get that's not a valid get should be considered valid because of Gamaliel's rule. So if that's the case, as Tosfos, the Gemara could have asked that even if somebody was mevatel the get in front of one person, then the halacha is that if that's your concern, so the Gemara could have asked that even if you were mevatel in front of one person, midaraisa should be acceptable, and therefore, how could Gamaliel say differently? So to that, Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz that Tosfos gives is that in front of one person, there's no publicity, and therefore everybody understands that the get would not be a get. So Rav Eger asks on Tosfos, but if the halacha is that bittul in front of one person is satisfactory, and the Gemara is saying now that once midaraisa, it's a bittul, so what's the difference? That it's not that public. So Rav Eger answers that everybody understands that to do something that is so difficult that nobody will know about the bittul and it should still be considered a valid bittul, everybody understands that that is not acceptable. What the Gemara's question is, that when it's done in front of two people, there is certainly a level of publicity. And therefore, since there's a level of publicity, how could we go and say that it's not a valid bittul, and when it has the publicity? Others explain, everybody understands it's not acceptable because it's nothing. It's not Edom, it's not Bezdin. But the Gemara's question is, when you have two people and you do have Edom or Bezdin, how could Rav Gamliel just say it's not a bittul? Answer the Gemara, it can be done. Why can't it be done? Because says the Gemara in, called the dat mekadesh adatid rabbanu mekadesh. Whoever is mekadesh a woman has a mind that his kedushin is based on Chazal's accepting that kedushin. As we say by every wedding, Tosfos says, "Harei at mekadeshes li b'tabazu kedas Moshe Yisrael." So everybody is conditioning their kedushin on the rabbanon's consent. And if somebody was mevatel the kedushin, if somebody did this wrong type of bittul, afkin rabbin kedusha minei, Rabbanan undo that kedushin, so she doesn't have a problem if a bittul. All these problems fall away. Why do they fall away? Because Chazal undid. If somebody violated Rav Gamliel's condition, the halach is that the kedushin that was given in the first case, was never given properly. So Tosfos asks a question. We learned earlier in our Masechet on Daf Yud Zayin that the reason we need to have a date and a get is because we're concerned Shem Yechap al Basa Chayisoy. A husband may try to protect his wife who had an adulterous relationship before they were divorced by doing so. So the question now comes up that if somebody, why can't we say that the husband, if he wants to protect his wife, will give her a get and then just cancel it, and then the halacha will be that afkin rabban al kedusha minei, that they were never married. And if they were never married, so now we have no problem, says Tosfos. The reason we have no problem is because she was never an eshes ish. Says Tosfos that indeed Chazal have no problem with somebody uses this type of a mechanism. Chazal were concerned that not everybody will use this mechanism. Tosfos gives another teretz that in a case where a person is using this mechanism to protect his wife who was mezana, they're not going to use this mechanism of Afkinil Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei to protect a woman who was Mezana. Tosfos Ariel Lavin has a different explanation. He says that the Pshat in our Gemara is just like somebody who gets married, called the Mekadosh, adopted the Rabbanu Mekadosh, he gets married based on rabbinic approval. Same thing when he gives a get, it's based on rabbinic approval. So therefore, this case won't help a wife who was Mezana, because it only could help when there was a real get given before. So the question that many poskim discuss is that, unfortunately, many times we have a situation of a woman who's left as an aguna, her husband refuses to give her a get. And we're learning now in our Gemara that called Mekadosh, adopted Rabbanu Mekadosh. So why can't we use that, Vafkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei, to undo the original marriage, and therefore the halacha should be that the wife now could get remarried? The Masham discusses this. Oynig Yontif discusses this. He says, the Oynig Yontif says that even if on Midaraisa we can employ this concept, a called Mekadosh Adat the Rabbanu Mekadosh, Vefkun Rabbanu L'Kedush Minei, that's only in a case, suggests the Oynig Yontif, that Midaraisa she's not considered a married. But Midrabanan, she's certainly still considered married. So we can't just use Afkinu Rabbanan Kedusha Minei to completely undo the marriage. Rem Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Shas HaTshuvos Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Vav, gives no less than 6 reasons why we can't rely on this of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei. He gives 6 reasons why this is not something that we could just easily employ to be able to make that the woman should be able to get remarried. And just to quickly give some of his explanations. One is, as we said a moment ago, quoting the Oynig Yontif, Tafkin al-Kanam kedusha minei only will help by a kedush, that will only help midaraisa, not midrabanan. If this woman will get remarried, midrabanan, the children will be considered mamzer. Another point that he says is by using afkin rabanan kedusha minei, what we're doing is we're saying that their entire marriage was really never a marriage. And since we're saying that their entire marriage was never really a marriage, so all the time, or every time, this husband had relations with his wife, they were really a bilaznus. Chazal don't want us to do so. Another pshat is that in a case like our Gemara, where there was a get, and there was a bittel, so that's when Chazal instituted Afkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei. But we can't just go and Afkin Rabbanu L'Kedusha Minei and cancel Kedushin. Then he says that this concept is only according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to Rebbe, who we just learned, and they are showing him the Paschal like Rebbe, that in Bitlim Mevotel, that if you did do the Bitl in front of the Bezdin, even though it's contrary to what Rav Gamliel taught us, the Bitl will be considered a valid Bitl. Why? Because obviously Rebbe does not agree with this concept of Kinner Rabbanon Mekedusha Minei. Another point of Shimon Gamliel says that even when the Gemara uses the concept of Kinner or Kedusha Minei, they didn't completely undo the Kedushin. Another pshat that he says is, when do we use the concept of Kinner or Rabbanon Kedusha Minei? He says it's only in a situation where the husband made a mistake. And the husband, as we're learning in our Gemara, is not supposed to be mevatel the Kedushin in front of one aid. He made an error in front of one person. He went and made an error to and did that type of a bittul. So now we have a concept of afkinul rabbanon l'kedushim min eid. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to go use that approach to dissolve a marriage just because I have a problem, where it wasn't that somebody made a mistake, we don't have a precedent that we can rely on afkinul rabbanon l'kedushim min eid. I saw the Sefer Kama Yisrael explains, called him a kaddish, adat rabbanon yikaddish. It's teaching us a very important, the Gemara is teaching us an important lesson. Called him a kaddish. As somebody gets married, and he wants to know how to live his life. How are you supposed to get married and live your life properly? Says the Gemara, called him a kaddish. As somebody begins married life, what he should do is called Mekadosh Adat Rabbanim Mekadosh. He should look towards the Torah. He should look towards the Rabbanim and the Tzaddikim to give him the proper guidance, Adat Rabbanim Mekadosh, how to live his life. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Lervashi, Tainach Dekosh Bekaspa. What you just said, I understand, in a situation where there's Kedushe Kesef. So there's a concept of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and they, what the Rabbanim could say is that the Kedushi Kesef that the money was not belong to the husband. As we know, it's very typical when we stand under the chuppah, the Rav, the Masad Kedushin, asked the Chassan, does this ring belong to you? So here, we could understand that the Rabbanim say that this ring doesn't belong to you because Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But ask the Gemara, Kaddish Rabia, but how can we say that with Kodesh Bia? Kodesh Bia, Michael, and Meima. Answers the Gemara, Shavyo Rabbanon, Bilos, Bilos. Chazal have the ability to say that the Bia that he did, the Shem Kedushin, was not done, it's not considered a Bia's Kedushin, it's only considered a Bia's Nos. Rashi gives a different pshat. Rashi says, Tanach the Kodesh Bekaspa, is when you did Kedushi Kesef, which are not explicit in the Torah. So that's the type of Kedushin that the Rabbanon could undo. But how could the Rabbanon undo Kedushin that were done with Bia, which are Kedushin deraisim? Tan Rabbanon says the Gemara, Omala Soro, if somebody said to 10 people, kiss for get l'ishti, write a get for my wife, and give it to her. So now all 10 people are involved in the get. And therefore, the halach is, one will write the get, and then the rest will sign the get. The halach is, yoch levatel zeh shloim b'fnei zeh. The husband can levatel to say to two people of that group of 10 that don't do it, and the shlichus will be batel. And it's not considered violating what Rav Gamliel just taught us, that you have to be levatel the get. You can't levatel the get unless you do it in front of the shliach. Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, any vat lach levat al b'fnei zeh b'zeh. You have to say in front of all of them that you don't want the get to be written. Says the Gemara, what is the basis? Suggest the Gemara, what is the basis of this machloikus? The Maikam Efki. Suggest the Gemara, the machloikus here is regarding a concept of eidah shabot l'mektsar sabot l'kula k'mefki. If the husband was just mevatel, some of them, will it become batel or not? Rebbe's opinion is that eidah shabot l'mektsar sabot l'kula, and therefore you don't have to. Rabbi Gamliel did not have to make a bezdin to institute that you have to have all the people there, because even if the people who did not hear of the husband's bittul haget will write the get, lichtav elisnu, that's not going to be any problem. Because according to him, the halacha is that we don't say eidah shabot l'mektsar sabot l'kula, that Rebbe holds that's because some people are no longer empowered. It doesn't affect the other people. They're still empowered. So what's going to happen? The people who did not hear him being mevatel the get will go write a get, no problem. They have every right to do so. the fact that the other people were nullified has no bearing on them. Rav Shim Gamliel, however, holds, suggests the Gemara, if the husband nullified some of the Edom, all of them become automatically nullified. And therefore, Hanach, since the husband only did this in front of some of the people, the other people, Hanach lo yadi, the other people are not aware of this. And because they're not aware that they were nullified, what they're going to do is, Azli v'kasri v'yavi, they're going to go right to get, because they have no inkling that they were nullified. But they were nullified based on the rule of Eidah Shabbat Muktasa Batla Kula. And what's going to happen is, says the Gemara, V'shara Eishish Eshla'alma, this woman, the divorce is really not a good divorce, but she's going to think it is a good divorce, and she's going to go get remarried, of course, improperly. V'bay Seima, another way of learning the Gemara, is the Kulama Eidah Shabbat Muktasa Le'bat L'Kula. And as the Rishonim point out, of course the Halacha is, that Eidah Shabbat Muktasa Batla Kula, that if you have some Eidah who are disqualified, all of them become disqualified. But that's only in a case where they're acting in the role of Edom. Here, these individuals are not acting in the traditional role of Edom. They're acting in the role of being Shlichim. And that's where we have that's why, says the Gemara, that both Rebbe, everybody's going to agree, Eidah Shabbat Muktasoi Loi Batla Kula. V'ocha ha'netama the Rav Shim Gamliel. Why does Rav Gamliel say that you have to have all of them there? Because Sover, his opinion is, Milsadis Avdabe Asara, that when something is done in front of 10 people, the halacha requires Tzricha Be Asara Lashal, Al-Mishlefa. You have to have 10 people to undo it. If it was done with that level of publicity, it has to be undone with that level of publicity. And in fact, I saw a very interesting Machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim are of the opinion that you need, since it was done in front of 10 people, you need 10 people to undo it. But it doesn't necessarily have to be the same 10 people. Others say that not only do you have to have 10 people, but it has to actually be the same 10 people there to undo it. So I saw that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, in his Sefer Cheshukei Chemed, based on this Gemara, says that when it comes to appointing a Rav to a shul, to a community, it's appropriate at the Hachtara, at the inauguration of that Rav, there should be many people. You should have at least 10 people. And he gives two explanations why. He says, first of all, when you have the proper publicity, when something is done with the proper publicity, it has the ability to continue that people should, that it gives that act significance. That's one point that he makes. The other point that he makes is that when something is done, the Gemara just said, in front of 10 people, it requires 10 people to undo it. And therefore he suggests the more people that you have who are there for the inauguration, if Chas V'Sholem, there's going to be some sort of dispute and they're going to want to remove the Rav, it will be much more difficult halachically to remove him from his position. Mm-hmm. Ask the Gemara, Ibailahu, if somebody said, Kulchem, somebody says to 10 people, oh, I want you to all sign the get and give it to wife. Mahu, what will be the halacha in this case about being mevatel the get? Do we say, that if some of the Edom become nullified, it affects to all of them. And therefore, in this case, Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that we don't have to worry. Because Hani, these Edom that he was not mevatel in their presence, since his instruction was, I want all of you to sign this get. So some of them know that they can't sign because they were told explicitly by the husband that they should no longer sign the get. Since they know that they can't sign the get, So some of them are not going to sign because they are well aware of the husband being mevatel them. Since they're well aware of the husband being mevatel them, there's no concern about the others not being aware. Oidoma is the reasoning for Shimon Gamliel Mishum Dekasavar Kol Milsad Mas'ad Ba'api Asara, that anything that was done in front of 10 people in order to undo it, we need 10 people to undo it. And therefore, Hilkach, even if he said Kulchem, no, the Bittel will not be considered a valid Bittel unless it was done in front of all 10 people. Tashma, so the Gemara wants to answer this question. The Braisa teaches us, if somebody says, if a husband says to two people, give a get to my wife, Yochel Vatel, Rebbe's opinion is that you can mevatel it without the presence of both people there. Divrei Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, any yochel vatel el zeh b'fnei zeh, both have to be there. Now makes the Gemara's point. For shnayim, of course you have to have a minimum of two people. So two people is like when you said kulchem, we said 10 people. And yet, and now we don't have to, this is certainly a case where we don't have to worry where one is going to sign without the other. Because you'll have to have these two people. And if one won't sign, the other one won't sign, or his signature would be meaningless. And yet we see that they're still arguing. So we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that even when there's no concern, the bittel has to be done in front of all the people. Rav Ashi says, it's not a raya. Ibi edik siva. If the Braisa was speaking about the Edik Siva Hachinami, there maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that you can mevatel one without the other one then, because one won't do anything on his own. Hachinami Skinen, here we're speaking about Eide Alocha, where the husband appointed two people to bring the get to the other. And what happened is that one person will think that even though he was appointed together with his colleague to be the one to bring the get to the wife, he'll think that bringing it, the actual bringing it, is only, it doesn't make a difference if I bring it myself. And therefore, when not knowing, because he was mevatel the other one, that it affects him as well, that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel says that both of them have to be there by the bittel. It says the Gemara, that makes sense to explain that it's talking about shliach. We're not talking about Eden that sign. The Ketani Sefer. We learned in the Sefer, if somebody said to two shlichim, he said to each one individually, bring the get to my wife, and yochel vatel zeh shleim b'nei zeh, because they weren't appointed together, and since they weren't appointed together, we don't have a problem. So we could understand that since one is not dependent on the other, it's very workable. Eliam Beidik Siva Mimit Starfi, can, if they weren't appointed, how could this work? Hamamar, Ein Edim Starefes, two people cannot be appointed to sign a get. Achir Shneim Ke'echot, says the Gemara, Dilma Krav Shub and Karchas Relay, he holds the Krav Shub and Karcha, that even if two people are edim to an act, they don't have to see it together. Even if they don't see it together, as long as they each saw it individually, they could be edim. And therefore, it could even be by edik ksiva. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Yehuda, Shamtim Minah de Rabba Tati. From what Rabbi Abba taught us, we could learn two halachas. Chada Karebi, one, Shamtim Minah Abba Tati. We heard from Rabbi Abba two halachas. Chada, in one place, he paskin like Rebbe. The Chod, in another place, he paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Lo Yodana, however, he says, hey, Karebi, I don't know where he paskin like Rebbe. The hey, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where he paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, Nechsi Anon. Let's try to figure this out. The Chios Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, then when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Maisa, he said, a story that there was somebody whose assets were evaluated in Besdin, and he wanted then, Bezdin was selling the assets, so he should pay off his debts. And Bezdin made a mistake, overcharged by a sixth, which is a machloikus of Chachamar and Shim Gamliel. The Chama hold that the transaction is null and void. Shim Gamliel's opinion is that the transaction is fine because of the concept that we began our shiur with today, Rav Shimon Gamliel's concept of Imkein Ma Koich Bezdin Yofa. Vos Rebbe Kedivrei Chachamim. And Rebbe held like the Chachamim and nullified that the transaction. So we see that he's passing like the Chachamim, not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amal Fonov. So said Rav Parta B'noi Shere B'loz Ben Parta Ben B'noi Shere B'parta Agodl Imkein. So he said to him, if this is the way you're going to paskin, we have a problem. Im kein ma koich bezdin yofa. V'chaz Rebbe, and Rebbe said, you know, you're right. V'asuk Rav Shimon Gamliel. He said that the transaction stands. Says the Gemara. So if we see regarding the halacha of ma koich bezdin yofa, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Umedahal, that if we're paskining that if the get was done not in front of the Isha or in front of the Shliach, it's bottle, but hach, in the other machloikis, where the question is, could you be mevatel to get in front of some of the people and not all the people, there were obviously Paschal and Karebi. Vav Rabbi Yoshe, the Menusha Savachad, the Karebi, he too agrees that in one halachic issue we agree with Rebbe, we pass like Rebbe, v'chadok of Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Domer Rabbah b'bachana chamisha sabi havin. There were five zakenim. There were five Talmid Chachamim. There was standing Kameh the Rishur, the Menusha. Also Gavra Kameh. There was a person that came there where there was a question regarding the giving of a get. V'ashka Gita Al Karche. And they forced the husband to give a get. There's a concept that we're going to discuss of Kaifan Oysai Achi Yoyme Roitzani. They could force a husband to give the get even though he's not happy about doing so. Amalai, and then Vashkele Gita Al-Karche, they took the get against his will. Amalon, and Rabbi Yoshe said to the people who were there, Zilu Itmeru, go to a place where the husband doesn't know you are, the Kisvula, and write the get. Vis Al-Kadatach, the Aloch is like Rebbe, that whatever the husband wants to be mevatel the get, he can be mevatel it. Ask the Gemara, commit me my Havi, Why will secluding themselves help? He'll be mevatelit wherever he is, and according to Rebbe, it's considered a valid bittel. El shmamina. This story is obviously a proof that Rav Shimon Gamliel sfirlei, and that if you're not mevatel the get in front of the wife or the shliach, it's not a bittel. If we're going to say that he holds Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lomli et Muri, what do they have to hide? Livdri avudri, they could just disperse. And if they're not all together, it's not a gobitel. El Shmamina, Chada. On one hand, he always like Rebbe, that you could be mevatel without all of them there. Chada, on the other hand, he always like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you could only be mevatel in front of a shliach or in front of the wife. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Alokhu Rebbe B'shteyem. The Alokhu is like Rebbe in both questions. Ask the Gemara that if you mevatel the get, not in the shliach or the wife's presence, it will be a good bittel. But ask the Gemara, the lesley Rav Nachman ma koich bezdin yofa, he doesn't agree to that concept. Ask the Gemara, Rav Nachman amishmul, yisoyim shbo lachlik b'nichse avim. If yisoyim want to divide the father's assets, the loch is bezdin ma'medinim apotropos, bezdin appoint an administrator, or Baralam Chelk Yofa to work at the interest of the Yisoyimim. Higdilu, says the Gemara, but let's say these Yisoyimim become adults, Yechayim Limchas, they could protest that we don't want these apotropos, we're not agreeable with what they did. Nachman the day, or Higdilu, any Yechayim Limchas. Tim Kain, if they could always say that, then ask the Gemara suggests, then we will have a problem of Makai Bezdin Yofa. So we see that we do employ this concept of Ma'akoyach Bezdin Yofa, and it's the Gemara, you can't compare. Hossam, they were dealing about a financial situation. So when we're dealing with financial situation, given that we said earlier that all financial situations are predicated on the concept of hefker bezdin hefker, that's why there we can easily say ma koich bezdin yofa. Hacha, when we're talking about a get, it's a surah, and therefore we don't use the concept of ma koich bezdin yofa.